Today I'd like to talk about affiliates. At the end of this segment, I'm going to tell you who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. An affiliate is someone who promotes a product or a service to their followers, friends, or family. They get a special link or a code to share with their audience. When someone buys a product or a service through that link or code, the affiliate earns commission. It's a way for people to earn money online by recommending products and services that they love. Yes, some affiliates can be dishonest or promote low-quality products. It's important to do your research and only promote products and services that you truly believe in and that provide value to your audience. Don't ever rush into a product and cut yourself short. Make sure you always get it in writing. I'm not going to have to repeat this over and over again. If you do not get it in writing, you will be disappointed. That being said, there's no one best affiliate program. It depends on what products or services you're interested in promoting and what your audience is interested in buying. Some popular affiliate programs include such as Amazon Associates, ClickBank, or ShareASale. If an affiliate does not pay, it's important to review the terms of the agreement and contract the affiliate program support team to resolve the issue. If the issue can't be resolved, it may be necessary to seek legal action. This is why we recommend get everything in writing. These days, a handshake means nothing anymore. So, yes, some affiliates, they can take advantage of you. Promoting low-quality products or services, or by not paying you the commission you earned, that's why it's important to do your research and only work with reputable affiliate programs and merchants. If you're going to ask which affiliate program pays the highest commission, that can vary depending on the program and the products or services being sold. Some programs may offer commission rates as high as 50% or more, while others may pay only a few percent. It's important to do your research and compare different programs to find the one that works best for you. It's difficult to say which one company is going to be the best, as this can vary on the industry, the products or services being sold. The one specific affiliate program, some companies may offer a higher commission than others, but it's important to consider other factors as well, such as quality of the product, the reputation of the company, and a level of support and resources provided to the affiliates too, so you're not left hanging. It depends on the individual affiliate program and how they structure their payment system. Some programs may require affiliates to pay for their own internet presence, such as website hosting or domain registration, while others may provide these services for free. It's important to carefully read the terms and conditions of any affiliate program you are considering to understand what costs you may be responsible for. Some affiliate programs may offer free products to their affiliates as a way to incentives for them to promote their products or services. However, it's important to make sure you read the terms and conditions of any program carefully to understand what the requirements are for receiving these free products, as well as other perks and benefits that may be available to you. You don't want to get stuck in a legal battle with a company that you thought you were doing good for but didn't understand the terms. It is not good for a company to mistreat people because it can damage their reputation and make it harder for them to attract new customers and partners. Word of mouth is a powerful thing, and if people have negative experience with the company, they are likely to share those experiences with others. That's why it is important for companies to treat their affiliates and customers with respect and fairness. A company can go out of business if it gets a bad reputation. If people have negative experiences with a company, they are less likely to do business with them in the future, which can result in loss of revenue, ultimately lead to the company's downfall. That's why it is important for companies to prioritize customer satisfaction and maintain a good relationship with the affiliates to maintain a good reputation. It is hard to say how long a bad affiliate program will last. It really depends on the individual program and how they handle issues that arise. Some programs may be able to turn things around and improve their reputation, while others may continue to struggle. It is important to do your research and carefully consider your options before joining any affiliate program. Make sure you get it in writing. Also, don't get into a long-term affiliate program that gets you locked in and won't let you be yourself or has you do a bunch of unnecessary work for free. So now I'm going to let you know which companies not to fuck with and which companies to fuck with. I'm going to tell you right now, fuck with every single company out there. Help support every single affiliate program that comes by you. But with that being said, make sure you read the contract thoroughly and you fully understand what benefit that you are receiving from this affiliate before you get yourself into it. Don't ever get yourself too excited about any type of affiliate program just because they're throwing free merchandise at you. Sometimes that is not worth its weight in gold. You need to weigh all the factors and you need to figure out what you're getting out of it. And the best way to see that and understand that is to have it in writing so it's clear as day. And there is no miscommunication between you and the company that you're supporting and the company that you're selling for. So with that being said, folks, go out there and join an affiliate program. You guys are already supporting products that you like and love and use every day. And none of these companies are throwing a dog a bone. These companies should be giving you something for promoting their stuff all over social media. I couldn't tell you how many times I've bought a product because a friend recommended it on one of their social media platforms. So people don't realize the influence that they have in their little community of people. So with that being said, go out and get yourself an affiliate program that's close to you and help the community that's close to you. Also, you affiliate people, programs, and companies, take care of your people. Have a good day.